So I want to go home, but I want to teach you how to do a chanagram. And probably you want to go home too, but you also want to succeed in making your chanagrams at home. So the idea is, first let me say that Bowen had this triangles theory, and he says that one is creator of anxiety, the other one is amplifier of anxiety, and the third one is, the one who basically dampens it down or makes it smaller, the tension. But this, let's say, wife here creates big arguments, quarrels, starts them. And in order for this to damp or to relax or cool down, they need this child. So this lady puts her attention to her son or child. So we have creator, amplifier, and relaxer or So I started, if you do your chanagram, then take a sheet of paper not smaller than A3. Of course, I'm not gonna measure it for you, but you can take like a piece of wallpaper or old poster or something, the other side of poster. But you know, if A3 is this together, but you can even take a bigger one. So don't make it too small. And there you need to add your own generation, your parents' generation, and your grandparents' generation. So three generations, chanagram. And if you have children, then you cannot don't put them as a different generation. So have yourself, your generation, then parents' generation, and grandparents' generation. Children are like, you can add them, but they are like an extra. So if you are those, then you add your own parents. People got married in older times, but now today is not so common anymore. But also add your, sisters and brothers. Let's see, her parents were not married. But let's say that she has twin brothers. So there are endless opportunities for that. For example, you can mark here that first they lived together, then they got married, and then they separated or divorced. And you can make even this infinity mark here, two rings, 2003. Or here also divorce year 2007. Then maybe their life together started year 2000. And then here you can also mark ages. Let's say he's 47 and she's 41. How old are they today at the moment? And let's assume that somebody asked in Zoom that if somebody has died, how to mark them? So you mark them, they're like cut through. Let's say they died being young, then 30 you mark here. So you mark there, how old were they when they died? So you can see these, yeah, in this PowerPoint slide show. If you Google, you also find a lot of information about genogram symbols. But as much as I show you, use these symbols, because there are also different versions of genograms in the internet. How to mark something. You can make, you know, mark the same thing in different ways. So basic things, this is marriage. Men are always on the left, they are boxes, and women are round on the right side. And if there are many relationships, then you can mark here number one. Maybe next time he didn't get married, but he just lived together with a woman. Number two. Let's say that he had a lover at one point. Woman number three. All kind of things happen in life. And we also have people coming to me who actually went back to number one later, who becomes number four. So there are different options. And let's say there's a lady here who has a child from a relationship. They have never lived together, but child was born from this relationship. So this is number one, relationship number one.
Seda ma ütlesingi, et nad ei elanud koos. See oli lihtsalt nõhu suhe, näiteks.
Kuule, vaata, kui oleks seda chati, seal on mingi probleem.
Et siin, eks ole, see pidev joon on abielu. Siin see
so this long is marriage. This line is living together without marriage. But this one means that they didn't even live together. But maybe they're dating. Or just had a random relationship, but they didn't live together. So there are different versions. And this gets even more and more complicated as time goes on. Let's say this lady also had another relationship with somebody or lived together with somebody else.
Ma panen selle nüüd ma panen kuna siia tekkis. Vaadake. See on nüüd selle sama suhte, selle esimese suhte laps.
So this is child from this first relationship.
Siia alla.
I'm going to add her here or him or her here. Let's say child is 15 years old. This is first child, but now she got second child from this other relationship, son, 10 years old. And they need to be in right order.
So,
good luck with that, it's hard to mark that. Now, marriage is one stripe. Marriage is two stripes, yeah. But they separated. Yeah. Somebody has told me that my parents lived together, then they divorced, then they lived together, and then they were in a relationship with other people, and then they got married again with each other. So it's gonna be hard to mark all this on a genogram. But also relationships without children also need to be marked here. Let's see here. first and fourth relationship. From the first relationship, he has son. From the second relationship, he has also son. From the third, you do this, he has daughter. So people live difficult lives, don't they? Let's say the older son, he's married himself already. So let's say that this child lives together with her mother. You can mark this like this. And you can also use different colors. So I hope it's not too confusing. It all disappeared now. She touched the screen with her shoulder, that's why. I think it's all gone. She says, I didn't do anything. I think she touched it with her shoulder, that's why it all disappeared. Ah, it's still here. It didn't disappear. It wasn't erased. And now, so you see how complicated it can get. Genogram. But you understood, right, that marriage is, you know, a consistent line, and then living together without marriage is, you know, line with gaps. Ah, this is divorce, huh? This is divorce, and this is getting married, marriage. Let's say 99, and here 2011. So, sometimes these years speak a lot. What happened at what year? In what year? Now let's make it even more complicated.
See on abiellumine, kaks sõrmust. Svalba, kaks sõrmust.
Two rings means marriage, huh? She has a question, how many people I need to put in the genogram? Like, also, do I have to involve my aunts and uncles? Or my grandparents, siblings? She says, I mean, when I got family therapy training, then I was told to do about myself and my... I did it for myself and for my husband. I was using 9 meters long wallpaper, so it can also be that big. And I spent literally days to do this. But you can just use A3, and you can mark. Like you don't have to put your spouse's family, you can just mark maybe his siblings, but
nii, oodake. Siis suhte märke võiks ka panna. Ootaks, ma saan. Paneme punasega. Et kuidas nad siis oma vahel läbi saavad.
So now about the relationship's quality. We have been talking about normal. This is like normal, good relationship. This is infused or assimilated, free lines. Cut off is this.
Conflict.
Conflict is this.
Yeah. Siis need on nagu kõige põhi.
So these are main
siis ma korraks vahet
marks for relationship quality.
Kas see sõra? Kõik kõik.
Again.
Oodake. Ma ei tea, mis see slaid on nii imelikult suur, aga.
Kaks klikki proovi. Selle puute tundlikult.
Või siis lihtsalt tema kokku nagu see suur.
Oppa! Te olete nii, vau! See on nii vinge.
Look at that. Here you have all the symbols.
Siin on, jah, see on slaidi peal. See on slaidi peal, ärge närveerida. Ma olen ees, vabandust. Ma tahtsin ka pildile saada. Niimoodi. Siin on ka ainult osa asju. Ma kohe näitan järgmist slaidi ka.
This one has only some of the symbols, not all.
Et siin on need suhte märk.
Here you see these relationship marks.
Et siin on võibolla veel see füüsiline vägivald.
Also you see sexual violence here. This zigzag and arrow. Here man is violent towards woman. But there's a difference here. Here the arrow is full, here it's empty from inside. This is emotional abuse, the other one is physical abuse.
Oota, ma vaatan. Ma see on vale pidi tehtud, näiteks siin on, jah. Jah. Ma ei... No jah. Jah. Et noh, siin ju võivad olla näiteks vennad. Või, noh, et tegelikult, noh, mehe vahel võivad ju isa, poeg, need on suhte märgid, eks ju.
So these are relationship marks, you know, these can be between couple, you know, between man and woman, but also between father and son or, you know, with grandparent. Let's say that you have very good relationship with your grandfather, then also you can mark it there. Please do that. Or that you have had very bad relationship with your father or very good relationship with your brother. So these marks, you know, are important. And when you add these, then also follow the triangles, how they are being created. Don't just give me family tree, but add these relationship marks, how people get along with each other, how they communicate. So it will be pretty mixed, complex picture, but I recommend you to make the main scheme in one color and then add relationship marks with another color or even maybe with two other colors. Then it's easier to understand later. So this also means that somebody takes care of for somebody. We know families where grandmother is really maybe sick and then mom gives all her attention to taking care of grandmother and she's not so much with her own family. That's also a pretty common situation.
See võib juba olla. Oota, ma vaatan, kas ma olen teile pannud järgmise selle. Kas mul oli üks slaid veel või? Yes. Et siin on nagu selline joonistatud umbes.
Here you see also one example.
Siin on palju, noh, osad asjad ei ole vajalikud panna.
Some of the things are not important to add.
Chicago ja niimoodi, et
you don't need to add that somebody lived in Chicago, for example. Sometimes it is important, but not always. Let's say that in year 44, 1944, Estonian family emigrated to Canada or to the US. Then, yes, it can be important that they hailed from Estonia, but they have moved somewhere else. But in another, or maybe Ukrainian families today, but in other cases, it may not be so important to add locations. So this is also, they have met Mark pets here, dog, or this is dog sign here, as you say. Pets have different importance in different families, but maybe you know that in some families, if they don't have children, then they take dogs. And then this pet is not just pet anymore, but the pet is actually substituting children or child.
Võib-olla ei tea märkida nagu, aga siis tuleb see surma märk sinna panna. Mul tuli meelde üks asi, mida ma ei ole teile siia andnud.
One more thing that is important that I didn't mention earlier.
Ma seletan segaselt. Mul on kahju teist. Oh, tuli punane. Niimoodi, et oletame, et oli abort.
Let's say there was an abortion.
See on raseduse märk.
This is sign of pregnancy.
Kui te ole tõmmata jooned peale,
but when make a cross here, then this means abortion. And this means failure in giving birth or failed birth. Again.
Nii, te olete toredad. Et ühesõnaga, tegelikult ma tahtsin natukene nende raseduste teemadel rääkida, et need on tegelikult...
I also want to tell a little bit about pregnancies.
Märgitakse peresaladust.
This is how you mark family secret.
Ilma planeerimata, see tuli üks kuul kolmnurkate pilt. Vaadake, teine kord on...
You see, sometimes the same thing that I mentioned, we're not being told about those who were deporting others. It's a family secret. Or maybe we're not being told, that there was a lady involved, or two ladies. Or seven ladies.
Kõrvalsuhted ja saladus.
Maybe these are secrets.
See on saladus. Oletame, et siin
on... Or let's assume that there is one child alive here, 5 years old.
Ja on võetud eesmärgiks, et tema ei tea ei nendest raseduse
katkestamist. But the goal is that he wouldn't know anything about these pregnancies or abortions or father's secret relationships. And theory says that secret in a family is powerful because the energy of the family goes to keeping this secret. And this energy could be released to contribute in relationships instead. So the question was here, how to mark adoption? Let's say that this is a family, husband and wife, they don't have children themselves. But we can mark here.
Ja Kas see on arusaadav? See on nagu üks on see topelt on ta, tema on nüüd lapsendatud, ta on juba selles peres ametis.
So this means adoption. This aga child see, has become see this daughter has become ka. You know, officially adopted. And that is a family member. But we see here that somewhere are her biological parents. We don't know where. But these biological parents also exist somewhere.
Minu arust oli oligi nii pidi, et siis vist ei ole see pidev joon, vaid oli
So on this marks foster family, I think. Somebody asked how to mark foster family. So when a person gets adopted, then he takes name, you know, maybe becomes heir and is a full family member, lives in the family, even though she's adopted. Let's say that dad is dead here. And then you can also add age. How old was he when he died? Let's say that he died being only 20, very young, 27. But mother is 50. Then you see how long she has lived alone without her husband. It's a different story, right? She has raised child alone that they actually adopted together first.
Eks ta tavaliselt ongi siis, kas ta on sorry.
So the question is, we have a relationship where man is weak and woman is strong or dominating. Man is submissive and woman is dominating.
Ma vaatan, kas mul oli see eelmise slaidi peal, oli see et võib mõnes olukorras olla põhjendatud see märk, see hoolt.
In some situations you can add this mark, the caretaker, like a mother, perfectly. But sometimes you can also use this threefold mark, which means fused or over-attached, so depending on family. Because they are closely connected anyways, so this needs to fit them. So have I made you crazy enough? Have I driven you crazy enough? So she asks if I should also add uncles and aunts. She says if you want to use 8 meters long wallpaper as I did, then you can do it. But you don't have to. So why did I have? I mean, my husband has 7 siblings and his mother also has 8 siblings and his father has 14 siblings and they all have a lot of children. So I only used 1 meter for my own family and I used 7 meters for my husband's family. So, but you don't need to add all of those. Just try to be reasonable when you make this.
My brain doesn't work. Say again.
Something about our brothers, sisters, yeah?
yes, brothers and yeah, vennad.
Yes, so the question was, do we also need to add our brothers and sisters? Yeah? Yes. Yes, you have to need to add your brothers and sisters. But think about your family. What kind of information is important? Let's say, for example, my husband's mother's family. She has, I think they had 9 children in family, and 4 of them, 4 or 5, never married, got married, and they are now in their retirement age, and others did marry. So in this case, it also gives another angle to the story. In this sense, you should write it out just to mark that they are single and others have families. It's part of the story, right? It tells a story. One thing that I still want to show you, and this is, in our context, we also have, unfortunately, talk a lot about addiction. This refers to addiction, alcohol, drugs, sex, porn. It can, and this left one means health concern, whether mental health or physical health, depression or cancer or something bigger. Then this right side column, this means a former addiction problem. He or she is already recovering from that. Let's say that they have been sober for 5 years, but we mark here that this is a past. And this one here as well. If the person has been sick, but is recovering now, then you mark it like this. I'm making men here. I'm discriminating. These are all squares, not circles. And here you can also do like this. A person has an addiction, but also has a depression, health concern. Or like this. Was an alcoholic, but now has depression. So sometimes it's important to add those details. My own impression is that in Estonian among Estonian families, at least, if you start marking alcoholism or drugs, then you see this pattern from generation to generation. This repeats through generations. And why we do this is because we want to see these patterns or repetitions from generation to generation. In some families, these are illnesses that repeat, or maybe anxiety. And this anxiety maybe will be expressed through different health concerns. Or in some families, you will see that maybe grandfather had 7 women, father had 5 women, and then I also had many. So a person thinks that I'm experimenting or doing something different, but actually you see that these things have happened already in your family before you. Somebody asked something in Zoom. Somebody asked that if we're not talking about death but about suicide or murder, then should we also mark this differently? Let's say that we have this is a former alcoholic, then he died, being 60 years old. And then I add here word mark suicide. I marked that he died by suicide. That's how you can mark this.
Nii, ja see on nüüd see baastasand, kuidas me kirikus õpetame hingehoiust.
Somebody made a comment that this is the base level how we teach soul care in church or pastoral care. Herki asks how serious needs to be illness to mark there. She says it needs to be serious enough that it affects a person's life strongly. But if your parents had stroke and grandparents had stroke and stroke and child has problems, grandchild with heart, then there is something going on.
Kas me võime teha ühe genogrammi kahe peale või on küsimus?
Somebody asked if I can do one genogram for two of us, like couple, as a couple. Yes, you can if you wanted to. But it's still better if you all try yourselves, because drawing a genogram is an individual thing. People do it differently. And then you can even compare your genograms.
Et see on siis lastekodu vanemad või?
Somebody said that somebody's parents are from orphanage. How to mark this? She says, I don't know all the answers. But we can just invent it. I'm asking from you because in order to give you this skill. But eventually, genogram is tool for ourselves. If a person comes to me and tells me a confusing story, then I just, you know, use mark words. Let's say that father is from orphanage. So I can just add here by writing orphanage. And probably, you know, he had his own parents. Probably they were not Adam and Eve created by God directly. Well, they didn't have, Adam and Eve didn't have parents. But anyways, I'm going to add this here, you know, just to show that they had parents. But I also add here orphanage. We have run out of time. You can still add very quickly if you want to ask something. But how do you feel? Was it difficult? Now this is theory, but you will do practical part at home. So now the question, should we use different colors or one color? I think it's easier for you if the main scheme is one color and then these relationship colors use other color or maybe different, even more than one color, two colors. So they're like different layers, basically has it. Different layers with different colors. Thank you so much for your attention. Thank you for patience and